Blog Talk Radio.
Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3, this is your boy S-A-V-V-S-S, a.k.a. Mr. Pushboy. I know y'all missed me, I haven't been here for a couple of days. I have been busy taking care of things, you know. Life is, and school about to start, and all this other stuff going on. However, I do appreciate all the lovely, lovely feedback I've been getting, including the amount of listens and downloads I've been getting after the fact, maybe not even during the show, because the amount of callers has varied. One night will be completely popping, have about 20 people in here, and sometimes we'll have about 3 or 4 having a nice, good, healthy conversation. So I guess a lot of people are listening. In any event, we are all the same. Again. Oh, first and foremost, I do have to give a shout out to True Passion, of course. They are doing a thing this weekend. They annual event to meet Friday, take me Saturday. And they even more slapping at it on Saturday night. So shout out to them. Much love to that cavalry MC, you know, True Passion, been doing their thing for a while. And I have to show them that love every opportunity I can right now. So if you do get an opportunity, check out True Passion this weekend. The Facebook, the Twitter, it's just, they've been doing it for quite a while. They do it well. So, you know, make sure you get that up. But back to the subject that had everybody's interest, which is, you know, cheating, monogamy, promiscuity. It is what it is. A lot of people, the last time we were talking about the subject, a lot of people started off feeling that cheating was cheating. A cheater is a cheater, that's it, that's all. But, you know, it's not that simple. So, give us a call, 213-816-0304. Follow, listen at the website. Oh, wait. You can't listen at the website right now. The link is broken. I'm sorry. I should probably fix that. Yeah, so at the start of the show, I am going to probably play a little snippet of the track in front of my nice song. If I get to that, you know, I'll feature a little Facebook website, all that good stuff. So, as for now, give me a minute. I will play a track to keep you guys busy, but I am going to go ahead and fix that little broken link on my page. I just realized, but you guys need to give us a call, come in the chat, hop in the conversation. I see a couple of people trying to run here already, so. Yes, I do appreciate that, but you guys, hold on 1 sec. I do have to fix the link on the website, so just give me 1 sec. I'll be right back. For all those callers who, when I say this in the chat or calling in, just love listening to my voice after checking with you every now and then. Now, again, I am here. We are doing the show tonight. I just have to fix the link on the website. I had a little technical issues going on the past couple of days. Been rather preoccupied. You know, some other important stuff going on. My kids are in school, so I have got to fix this because there are a lot of listeners actually going to the website, and I do appreciate that. So I have to make sure that option is still there for them if anybody's out there to push forward that now. So, for any listeners, I am here, calling, hopping the chat, so I know to get the conversation going. Otherwise, you guys hold off real quick while I straighten it out. Sorry, but it is what it is. He'd love me anyway, so I'll be right back. Yes, I'm still here, You guys know I will sit here and I love talking to myself. I will let myself listen to my own voice. And just give plenty of dialogue after the fact, apparently. Sophia and I much, much appreciate that. But I have to fix the link. I don't know why this popped in my head. I was messing with the website earlier, and I realized the link for the show wasn't working. So I'm fixing that. But for any of you who want to email me or message me or chat or anything, even a question that you want me to speak on, it's real easy. We are talking about cheating, we are talking about monogamous relationships, we are talking about being faithful, you know, you get the idea. So, especially if you listen to the video show. But please, please, please leave us a message, Parlay at 213-816-0304. Come to the website push-forward.com or the broadcast, which is under the script and listen, or come to blogtalkradio.com/push-forward. This is actually, you know, obviously what I'm saying. The people who are already listening, I guess, doesn't tell you how to get to me because you're already listening to me, but anybody else, you know, you want to see the message come to the show, get the conversation started. I am not going to hold you guys up all night tonight. However, I am going to meet you again to fix the link on the website. So that's what I'm doing to all the chatters. Let me type it into the box. Fixing website. Show us live. Be right back. So yeah. Yes, 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 yes. Sorry, sorry, sorry. I know a lot of people logging in and coming to the show very all fucking night, so I have to all excuse my language. I'm sorry. But I have to keep checking in with you guys when you know that I'm here. I have one chatter just saying hi, okay, hi. But I can't get the conversation started. I can't be as focused as I am usually. I'm almost done putting the links and players back on the site. I kind of messed up a little bit. Oh, I have a caller. Hello, hello. Okay, I'm going to let you in. Let's see if you want to talk about what we're talking about. I'm not even going to screen you. Hello, caller. You're on the air. How you doing?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. So, how do you feel about, did you hear what I was talking about earlier? How long have you been listening to me?
I hear you. It sounds like you're having a party.
Do I? No, I'm not having a party. It's always a party anywhere I'm around anyway, but no. I am just talking to you guys. Did you hear what I was, do you like my subject though? Do you have a feeling about that?
I couldn't understand a word you said.
You can't hear me right now?
I said I didn't understand a word you said.
Okay, but how about now? Can you understand me? Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay, so my question is, okay, first of all, are you in a relationship?
Am I in a relationship?
Yes.
No.
Okay, now, would you not be in a relationship, which it probably doesn't matter to answer the question, do you feel that there is never any type of reason to condone being unfaithful, being doing any other extracurricular activities as you would outside of the person you're with? Is there just like never, ever, ever a reason why that's an excusable act?
There's so much going on. It's like you, but then there's a whole bunch of noise in the background.
And oh, really?
Like music and talking, and it's hard to make out what you're saying.
Okay, hold on. Let me straighten all that out for you. Hold on.
Hello?
I'm going nowhere. I'm fixing this connection. I don't want it to be, fucked up. I need it to sound right.
You said something about being in a relationship and do I ever...
Is there ever a reason why cheating is okay? Is there ever a reason why doing anything outside of your partner is okay? Outside of your husband, your boyfriend, are there reasons where, you know...
You mean without their knowledge?
No. I'm saying, like, well, I mean, of course without their knowledge, but I mean, like, is there ever a reason why, like, if you're in a relationship, is there ever a situation or a reason that allows, you know, messing with another person, doing whatever with another person, okay? Outside of revenge.
There's a one.
Outside of revenge.
Yeah, there's a one.
Okay.
And I don't know if anybody would like, the one reason I would say it would be okay is if you are in a relationship with somebody and you really want to end it, and you're doing everything to end it, but that person, they just don't take no for an answer. In that case, I would say go on with your life.
Okay, I haven't even thought of that, but yeah, you're right. I mean, you're right. I had a couple of other scenarios where I was changing people's mind, but that actually makes sense. I mean, of course, I don't condone or want to promote the idea of people cheating on one another, but as far as...
I mean, it's obvious.
Yeah.
Most of the time it's women that's in that position of not wanting to let go. I don't really ever see men in that position where they don't want to let go, but I mean, like, sometimes it might take something drastic like that to let that person know that, you know, it really is over.
That's a very good point. I'm so glad you said that. That is something I had not considered. Other stuff I
don't think that it's okay to hold honorable people hostage. I would say honorable because they are doing the right thing and letting you know they want to end the relationship. And, you know.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
That's the only reason I could come up with.
Well, another reason I had given was one of several, one which seems to be the most popular, is if a man just hypothetically speaking, a man sees a friend of his or a woman that he has known for quite a long time, somebody he's come to love and to respect, and she's in a relationship that she can't get out of, an abusive relationship, but it's, you know, she's sticking to her vows. She doesn't want to leave this abusive relationship, but that friend she has, the one that's known her forever, the one that loves her, he sees this situation and he's trying his hardest. He's going to do what he needs to do to get this person he cares about out of the situation because he's too bullheaded to do it on her own. And I was trying to see if people felt that type of situation, if he would be wrong. Because technically he is imposing on another man's wife. But, you know.
I don't know, that's kind of like the same situation in a way.
Right. Yeah. That's my thing, yeah. Because it was just,
not really, but in a way it's kind of the same situation.
Yeah, well,
somebody is being held hostage in something that's not good for them.
Yeah.
But some people would disagree. I think that those are like, I could understand it. Not being the person that's being cheated on, to understand it, like, from the outside looking in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, plus, yeah, some people just believe that in a situation like that, a woman has to learn for herself. Otherwise, still basically messing with somebody else's relationship. But I'm hold on, because okay, I gotta go fix this code on this website. I'll be right back. Yes, and for all those listening and just love the way that my website looks or whatever the case is. I got the player working back on the website. Sorry about that. I messed it up, but it's working again. In any event. But you have, what did you have again? I don't want to call you the wrong thing.
Tell us my name.
Yeah. Jackie, I don't want to mix up your name with that. But as Jackie has made a very good point, there is yet, you know, another scenario where cheating is, well, not cheating, where stepping outside of the person you have thought you committed your life to, or committed your person to, or your relationship to, stepping outside of that might be acceptable. Now remember, you guys, I just like to argue. I don't necessarily feel like this is a condonable action or something I agree with. But, you know, people live their lives differently. Just like if you want to argue me down that people in a non-monogamous relationship, I mean, if they are together, if they are saying that they are each other's number one, or whatever the case is, they are both agreeing to have sex with other people. I mean, I probably couldn't do that. That's the emotions when I in my physical lifestyle. But to just shine away or look, put your nose in the air towards people, I mean, that's how they live their life. They can love another person just the same way. Just because you fall in love with who you decide to lay down with doesn't mean the next person does. Unfortunately, people do think like that. And a cheater isn't always just a cheater because situations exist where imposing on someone else's relationship and then with someone else's spouse or whatever could be acceptable. Sorry, this world is not perfect. It's not what the media or what whatever the hell you want to call it, it's glamorous.
Can you really impose on somebody's relationship?
No, not if it's a real relationship. Imposing
I
on
think
it?
That somebody has to let you in. It has to be an open.
Yeah. Well, yeah. If somebody just, it's a different story. If somebody's just trying to wreck somebody's shit and just steal somebody or something like that. But yeah, you're right.
That's why when, I don't know, like I said, I heard it, maybe I heard it wrong or whatever, when Jada Pinkett and Will Smith, they made a comment that infidelity would never ruin their relationship, and some people said that that's because they have an open marriage, but I really think that if it was somebody on the outside trying to get in, that would be the easiest way to destroy trust.
Yeah.
If you let it know that, you know, that's not going to destroy my trust or make me stop loving this person, you know, you have to find another angle to come at that couple to, you know, worm your way into breaking them up.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. That's what I took from that, what they said. So I think that's like the easiest way. Like, you can go, if you want to be with a woman and she's with a man, you can somehow place doubt in that man's head.
Mm-hmm.
About the faithfulness of his woman, or it's the other way around.
Yeah. Let you know when No. No, you're right. I can't even. Follow that. Very good point.
I'm about to be your only caller.
Well, right now you are. I was I had disappeared for the past couple nights. I had, you know, school about to start and other stuff going on. I had to disappear for a couple of nights, so people probably don't even think I'm on tonight. I had a lot of downloads, though. Like, a lot of people are here and just talk later on.
Nobody can hear you. People might come and they might leave because you are very, you're barely legible.
Yeah, I gotta pick. I have to listen back to the shows and keep track of how I'm calling in because there's three different methods I can use to call in outside of my cell phone. There's two different ways on my computer, and I need to pick which one sounds the best because that could probably have a lot to do with the two.
You sound like you're in the speakerphone, but you're really far away.
Yeah, I need to just probably do it from my cell phone now instead of, because I'd be thinking when I do it from my computer, it's better, but I think the mics I have for my computer are just shitty. I'm just going to use my phone.
And it's picking up a lot of background noises.
Yeah.
The noise in your background is just about louder than you are.
Oh, that ain't good. And I, you know, I might be some copyrighted material in the background. I'm about to call from myself on this one.
I'm not gonna be able to hear you for about 5 minutes, so I better hang up and call back in.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna do the same.
I'll be right
actually.
Back.
All right. Okay, I'm back. My apologies. I'm going to see if this recording method is a little bit better, but yeah, Jackie made a good point. I like that. Came in, made a point and left. She always has nice things to say, though. Good points and her arguments and stuff. Let me see. We are sending out the description like this. With all of those faithful listeners. Like I said, the website's back and up and running. It's working fine. Well, I'm going to need the player on the website, the player for this. I'll fix the player for the YouTube and everything else later. But for right now, the player for Blog Talk Radio is working fine. So, yeah. In any event, 17 seconds ago. Let me see. You guys are going to have 60 minutes of recording time of me speaking on this because, you know, tomorrow is Friday. Slow sign of the week. And I guess I kind of killed a little bit of your faith in me for this week. I'm so sorry. Every night next week, I might even make a couple of shows this weekend just to make it up. So, see how much y'all can grab over the weekend. Maybe even a prime time show. Fuck it. Saturday night is not going to happen. I'm not doing that again. And that's for whatever reason I'm up late. Then I might do it. I might even throw it on a different website. But as always, you can go to pushforward.com to find out wherever I'm doing it. But I don't feel like talking to myself all night tonight. So, yeah, I had one caller. I had a couple of chats. You guys can call in to the website. You can blog or message the website. Hell, you can send me a message. 650 leading. I have a lot of numbers, a lot of ways to hit me up. You guys hit me when you want something. During the holidays, I am the man. you know, because I always got the plug on something. But anyway, we're not talking about that. So, with 25 minutes left in the show, because I don't think I'm getting any callers tonight. I'm going to speak the last time. Because tomorrow we're going to change the subject again. We're going to play with something else all weekend. Because you guys feel like chatting and sending messages about the morning. You guys act like you're scared of one another. When we're talking about threesomes and everything else, there's a lot of men and women calling in when it comes to issues like this. I get a whole bunch of men, a whole bunch of women calling. Good. So, it is what it is. Hold on, you guys, be right back. Okay, okay. Well, I will give you guys this short answer, of course. You get to just listen to my voice for a good 40 minutes. But I will tell you this. Pay attention to the website. I'm going to put a blog on there for suggestions and topics. This channel, this website, Blog Talk Radio, is going to stay sex, love, and relationships. Different subjects each week. The whole point of it is to communicate between men and women with a conversation about basically sex, love, and relationships. It says popping too many nights, and it is not for me to change the subject. So that's what this channel is going to stay focused on. So that's for tonight. I appreciate all the few hundred downloads I've been getting. I hope you guys do it again. But I want you guys to know that I'm open to perform on the website. You guys acted well to that last time. I don't think I played with it well enough. So since the website is much more structured and a lot more organized, I want to put a form on the website for you guys to open up suggestions and questions on whatever you want to talk about. Since everybody seems to like chatting, sending messages more than calling in and facing one another, I'll be the goat and I'll speak on what everybody else wants to speak on, like usual. Hopefully you call in on a more active night and you have a nice conversation going. But I'm not talking to myself for a good couple hours tonight. Love you guys to death. But I am going to stay consistent. Sex, love, and relationships is going to stay on this channel, period. So I'm going to give you guys a little more legroom, a little more power over the show. Because I'm getting a nice amount of feedback, and I do appreciate it. So I'm as for tonight. I am going to have to do a couple of shows this weekend, both on Saturday and Sunday. Wake you guys up to the other stuff I have going on. Keep you serving around, push forward for a little bit, make it up to you for the past two nights that you did not get to hear my voice. I'm so sorry. Not real talk, though. Stay focused, pay attention, keep listening to your boy. I'm going to keep the show on for a little while. Jackie's calling back. Not Jackie, I'm not going to tune just yet. But what it is without... I'm going to have to do a couple of shows this weekend to make it up to you guys. That's basically it. So, they're probably going to be late night at prime time or, I'm sorry, prime time on Saturday, late night on Sunday, or vice versa. One of them is going to be prime time. I'm getting so much love from you guys. I got to keep it going. So, I have to make it up for the past couple of nights that I was incognito. So, that's what it is. That's what it's going to be. As for tonight, in the next 5 minutes, if I don't get anybody else to call in, I mean, at least three or four, or at least hop in the chat, pick on the subject, we'll end the show just a little bit early. So the chat's open, the lines are open. I wish I could just put the auto in so you guys can, you know, start talking, but you guys seem to act intimidated. There's a lot of women here, the guys don't want to call. There's a lot of guys here, the women don't want to call. And there are more people talking when there's five or six people in the room. But when there's like 20 or 30 people calling in, listening, and a bunch of people in the chat, only a few of you speak up. So either way, I appreciate the feedback. You guys are downloading out of my show. So maybe just like listening to my voice, like I said. but I'll be right back in a few minutes if you want to speak your mind on the subject of monogamy, of faithfulness, of, you know, shit, fucking one person at a time. Stop being nice. You guys can see this problem. Well. But, you know, if you want to speak on it, hop in the chat room, call on the line, and I'll be right back. Okay. Was that 5 minutes, 4 minutes, 5 minutes? Either way, it was long enough. Monday through Friday, 10:30 to 12:30. Anytime, which probably should not be another time that a show does not air, is not canceled. I will send out a tweet, a message on the Facebook page, a message to you guys on Blog Talk Radio. I will make sure that I keep you guys informed, because I've had a lot of consistent callers, and I think you guys are mad at me tonight, and I'm sorry. So, in any event, this is going to be a show. Probably going to post them on the website. This is to get the show, just so you guys can hear me rant at pushforward.com. I'll see you guys tomorrow. I'm not going to continue the show tonight. I know I had a few of you listening, and just because I have a lot of faithful followers and all that good stuff. But tonight is not the night where I can just continue on without a single caller outside of Jackie. Thank you again. She always has wonderful, wonderful contribution to the show. So, hold on. Good night. Check me tomorrow. I'm still going to do it on Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday. 3 days in a row. Maybe a little later tomorrow so I can catch all those trying to go out and shit last minute. Oh! One more time before I shut it down. True Passion this weekend, the annual event. True Passion always shows the Calvary much, much love, and, you know, Savage out that good Calvary MC, so I gotta push them one more time before I shut it down. True Passion this weekend. Meet and greet Friday, music Saturday. That good smacking event Saturday night at Kimball's. Get at them on the Twitter, Facebook. True Passion. I've been doing it for a minute. Get at them. After that, this is your boy, SVB, telling y'all good night one last time. Hit me up. And if you download this, the show will be Friday. Keep up with the website, pushforward.com, because there's going to be a couple of things I'm going to adjust on there for those followers. So.